This is Morning Edition on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org. Our summer concert headliner, Shamika Copeland, says she was caught off guard when the city of Chicago and state of Illinois officially declared her to be the new queen of the blues. It happened at the 2011 Chicago Blues Festival. She was presented a crown by Cookie Taylor, the daughter of blues legend Coco Taylor, who wore the title until her passing in 2009. Copeland says, despite the unexpected declaration, she still considers Coco Taylor to be the real queen of the blues.
But I was truly grateful that they thought enough of me to think that I could carry this blues tradition on. The best thing Cookie said when she handed it over to me was that Coco loved me because I was always doing me. I wasn't trying to do her because, you know, I knew I couldn't. And I think that that was the best honor ever, saying that I was doing my own original thing, but still carrying the blues on.
Well, it sounds like you and Coco Taylor had a relationship. How well did you know her? And, you know, what?
Very well. She was so good to me. Oh, my gosh. I mean, she's the only star that I've ever met. When I met them, I couldn't speak. But we became great friends after that. But she was closer to my mom because she would call me and talk to me for about 10, 15 minutes, ask me how I was doing. And then she would speak to my mom for an hour talking about how I was really doing. So she really looked after me, really looked after me.
Well, I'll sing the blues.
Well, you talked about the legendary Coco Taylor and how you were friends with Coco. Your father is a legendary blues guitarist, artist, Johnny Copeland. How encouraging was he about your music when you were growing up?
Oh, gosh. I mean, very encouraging. And, you know, it just starts in the home. I noticed it with my own son. He loves music, but that's because he grew up with it. And that's the same way I was. My dad was always sitting around playing guitar, and when he wasn't sitting around playing guitar, we were listening to music. And so we listen to music a lot in my house now, and I noticed my son, he loves music, and he does not discriminate. He loves all kinds of music. I was just in the car listening to the classical station in the car, and he was, like, singing along with the music, you know, in his own way. You know, and I was like, oh my God, he loves classical music too. You know, it's not just James Brown and mommy, you know what I mean? He loves music.
What kind of music were you and your dad and your mom listening to when you were your son's age?
Oh my God, country and western, gospel, soul. We listened to it all. You know, my father was from Texas, so you can't be from Texas in the 1930s. Not be a country music fan, you know. So my dad, we listened to country, gospel, blues, soul, and my father loved world music. So we listened to a lot of different music from all over the world.
When did you kind of think maybe music is something you wanted to follow your father into, and how much did your father encourage you or discourage you or just give you the facts of life as far as what music was like?
I mean, I always loved music, but I thought it was a crazy life, you know. My father was on the road a lot, and, you know, he would work his behind off, be gone for 3 months at a time and still come home with no money. You know what I mean? In the early days. And I remember that, and I'm like, geez, you know, he's working. What the hell? You know, and it was such hard work. And the other thing that scared me was the performing aspect. I just could not understand how he could get up in front of all those people and perform, which is hilarious now because that's my favorite part. You know,
sure.
The music business sucks, but performing and the people, you know, they make it all worth it. And that's why we do it. At least that's why I do it.
I guess I'm married to the blues.
He was very encouraging to me in my career. And you know, and it's funny, he knew even before I knew that I was going to be a singer. If you had told me that, I would have been like, you're a liar. Then it hit me like a ton of bricks.